doing? Just found out that Chandler Jones could only bench press 230 pounds. That's all he can do.
Yeah, but he did 225 21 times at the combine. What did you do?
I didn't work out at the combine.
He didn't even get invited to the combine.
Oh, please. Listen to this guy. Look at this guy.
I'm kidding.
I big timed him. No, I had like two herniated discs in my back. I did all the interviews, and I had a shoulder surgery, so I got out of all that stuff, the running, everything. I didn't have to do anything.
So you like
– I said, look at my tape. Watch me beat up these guys from Syracuse at the Fiesta Bowl. Watch me put this guy in his back. Now tell me, do you not want to waste a second-round pick on me, huh? Huh?
He tried to get under his skin every week. Does he get to you during the breaks? Because you never let on during the air.
He tries to, but
he's too good.
I'm all right.
He's good. Hey, listen, he's got the family he grew up in. He's used to take care of it. I think Chandler's more of the Chandler would be more like Silence of the Lambs type guy.
In what way?
And Hannibal Lecter, he's not gonna have to. He's not gonna eat you. but he's gonna mentally Jedi mind trick you.
Mentally. All right, well then let's do this.
That's what he's gonna do. Think you're winning, and then he does a little Jedi mind trick on you.
Well,
Jedi.
Wait a minute. Could you pull that on your brother? So your brother John Bones Jones, uh-huh. UFC fighter, got big fight coming up. Uh-huh. He's coming on with us at 1:30. So is there anything you'd like to say to him or say about him that we could play a little bit later on when he comes on?
Something embarrassing or just something?
Embarrassing is always good.
Yeah.
Well, since he plays such a masculine sport, he has a lot of cats. I don't like that. I mean, I do. I'm not a huge cat fan. I'm more of a dog guy. I like the dogs. So, he owns a lot of cats. So
he does not seem like a cat guy.
He's like a cat lady almost with the cat man.
Really? So you go in his house and he's got cats everywhere?
Yeah, and you look at his Instagram, you can see him. He has like an African. That air is a noise. Yeah, so when you walk in his house, this is what you hear. Play that noise again. Yeah, so.
Does he know all the cats' names?
Probably. One's name's Charcoal, one's Mufasa.
Mufasa.
They're like famous. They're on Instagram. Check it out.
So Chandler, so why out of all the guys that sat yesterday, you obviously didn't. Was it was it a personal choice? Did you have the option, or is it all hands on deck if you were healthy?
Coach's decision. Like I said, I went out there and thought that I was gonna play whatever Coach Belichick told me to do. So and he told me to come out, and so I came out. So I went in there with the mindset of playing. So it was all coach's decision.
About a mindset. Is it hard to go into a game like that and treat it like any other game? In other words, not were you at any time during the game yesterday, were you saying to yourself, I just don't want to get hurt?
No, and I feel like that's when guys do get hurt when they think of it. You just got to go out there and play, and that's what we're trying to do. Go out there and go 110 miles per hour every snap. And so when you go out there thinking like that, that's when usually it happens. So.
Yeah, no, you're right, because that was, I guess, everybody's fear was like, okay, this is a meaningless game. I know it's not meaningless to you guys, but to us, it's like, all right, it felt like a preseason game. How was the energy out there? It felt like it was slipping a little bit. Every now and then, Garoppolo would kind of run for his life, and then the crowd got into it. Was it tough for you to kind of mentally stay into it?
With me, personally, with me loving the sport of the game, I was into it 110%, even when I was pulled out of the game, actually, just cheering the guys on that were on the field, guys playing my position, like Zach Moore did a good job, and even Jimmy had some exciting plays, I was enjoying it. I enjoyed the whole game.
Yeah, after the game, I'm sure you guys haven't watched it yet, but mm-hmm. is there, now the regular season is over, is there something that you can point to and say, okay, these are the two things, top three things that we need to work on to help us advance throughout the playoffs?
That's a great question, actually. Well, that's what I was planning on doing personally. A lot of self scouting. What can I work on to become a better teammate, a better Chandler Jones, a better number 95? That's what my biggest thing is what can I do to help myself in playing the run better, or playing the pass better, or recognizing certain offenses better, and certain things like that. Just become a better player, and what I'll do with self scouting.
What is the difference as fans? I don't think we can understand. I mean, even if you played football at different levels, but what is the difference, Chandler? I mean, you're a veteran now. You go from rookie to veteran like overnight. Mm-hmm. But what is the difference with playoff football? What is the level? How do you explain it to the average fan, that the difference of playoff football compared to regular season football in the NFL?
In playoff football, mistakes can't be limited. They have to be eliminated.
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Did you make that up yourself?
Sounds like it's on his locker.
You didn't make that up yourself.
I've said it before, but I don't know
if that's your quote.
He wants to be quoted on there.
I like that.
You want to say it one more time?
I've said it before. In postseason football, Mistakes can't be limited. They have to be eliminated.
Wow. Are you writing that down, Butch?
I am.
He's going to get a tattoo on his
arm.
I'm
going to put Fox 25 on my locker.
You have a locker?
Sink your teeth into that one.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. So,
mistakes can't be limited.
Have you, been working on, like, you ever seen the movie Zoolander?
I've seen clips.
You know, so he's never seen Zoolander. What do you mean?
Just being kind to you. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean?
This movie's like 1,000 years
that
old.
That is a
hey, did you see Arthur?
Oh, stop. Now you're aging yourself, okay?
Zoolander. That's timeless, man.
Magnum, you know, he had this one move, you know, he was working on called Magnum, right? Mm-hmm. And all his old moves, he was a male model, you know, runway model. I feel like, you know, we talked to you earlier in the season. How you had your couple of moves and like you're always trying to work and trying to get better, self-scouting. Mm-hmm. Is there? Yeah, I know you see this. I'm about to ask him. I know he's not going to answer it. But I'm asking
you. You never know.
I mean, because is there a move that you do? You have a Magnum that you're waiting to bust out during the postseason. One move that you've been working on all year. That because they're self-scouting you now. Everybody's coming in now. Since he's going to be here, all these teams are at this game. They're all trying to find out what your weakness is, so they can tell their left tackles. Hey, listen, if you do this to Chandler Jones, you can beat him.
Right. I don't feel like I'm saving up any secret moves. I feel like I try to do, you know, a few things really good, and I could go into the postseason. I could sharpen those things, but I'm not a big guy that's in a variety of, you know, hidden moves or. So I'm giving you some answer, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let me. You're going to use your best moves in the playoffs. You're going to play to your strengths. Is that what you just?
I'm going to try to sharpen my axe in the playoffs.
Ooh, is that, he's bringing it.
He's not going to tell you what the moves are.
Before I chop down the tree, sharpen the axe.
I like it. He just said it to you. Ask the question, and then you'll see if you get a Patriot answer. I mean, it cracks me up that you're asking these questions because you know how
well, I've crossed over.
I've watched him play Patriot football.
I've crossed over.
I'm a fan.
He's got that.
You're the one.
He's got that body type that's really tough to block. Right, very tall, long arms. Mm-hmm. So what tight ends want to do is they want to get into him as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. So I mean, because he's going to win if he gets his hands placed, but he's going to extend, mm-hmm. and you're going to be like, you see two like old kids fighting, you know,
well, can't like be holding on the head.
Yeah, that would be it.
It's like the Velociraptors when they were slipping. Yes, the exactly. Ice kitchen. You got to make them.
So that play I was telling you about, the one play I'm embarrassed about for the rest of my life,
Zoolander.
The DeMarcus Ware play.
Oh no,
that's the type of play. I was like 50 years old at the time. I was playing on one foot.
He got toasted. Uh-huh.
I got dragged down. Yeah, he pushed me. First sack I ever gave up. But
ADR,
I was like, screw it.
Touchdown call.
I was like, screw it. I pulled him down with me. I was like, if I'm going down, you're going down with me. But I got a flag on it. The player was reversed. But he's the same type. When I saw you first coming out as a rookie, I was like, okay, there's the next DeMarcus Ware.
I appreciate that.
So the obvious question I think that gets asked a lot of times, mm-hmm. will you watch football this weekend and will you watch it a little differently? Because, for example, 4 o'clock Saturday, it's Arizona, Carolina. At 8 o'clock Saturday night, it is Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And if Baltimore wins that game, you know that's your opponent. So will you watch that game, and will you watch it differently than maybe you would during the regular season?
For me being a fan of the sport, I probably will watch it. But my biggest focus right now is just being better, you know, becoming better myself or our team, you know, not to speak on the team's behalf, but personally on my behalf. I just want to become a better player coming into the playoffs. I want to be more consistent. I want to be better in the run game, and I want to be a better pass rusher. So
at 8:15 on Saturday night, he'll be sharpening his moves while he's watching.
I
the
just see him like, you know, like pulling the whole big, you know. Yeah.
Well, and my brother fights actually this weekend too.
So. Ooh, that's right. What time? I should know that he's coming up for
the main event. Yeah, January 3rd.
You have to do your homework there, buddy. Yeah. All right. So New Year's resolutions. Do you believe in them?
I hear about them a lot. I don't really make them. A lot of people say New Year, New Me, and all that stuff, but. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, were you one to go out on New Year's Eve? Like, would that when you were younger?
Right. That would be this Wednesday night, by the way.
Well, no, I know, but my point is,
what
do
you think, Johnny Manziel?
We talked about this, right? New Year's Eve is like that. It's so overrated. The parties always suck.
Amateur
you never live up to the expectations
amateur
that you place
night is
on
what
them.
We call it?
Yes, it's amateur hour. Uh-huh. But I've done it before. I'm sure you have. Right. I'm curious to know if our young, you know, franchise player has done that before.
Well, as a kid growing up, believe it, I don't know if you guys know this, but my father is a pastor of a church. And every year we pray until the new year. So around like 11:30, really? We'll pray for about 30 minutes until the clock struck 12. And so I never really got a chance to party or do the whole New Year's kiss or have the drinks on New Year's. I was always in church. So Yeah, that's the story on that.
All right, see, what I do is I take, like,
and he's
all my
sticking
kids,
to it.
Yeah, I get a box and I have my kids put their goals. Mm-hmm. And I have goals, they have goals. Everybody has
really?
Goals. We put
this
them in a box.
Is the Fourier
yes,
turn of the calendar?
That's what we do. We don't know going out anywhere. We put them in a box and we leave them in a lockbox. Mm-hmm. Put it away in the office. And on Wednesday night or Thursday morning, we will open that lockbox and find out who achieved their goals. They got to be attainable stuff, right? And they got to be some silly things. You know, but I'm going to pass that on to Chandler from when he eventually does have kids.
Well, you know what you
kids.
Could do?
There'll be a while before I'll have it. I'm planning on having kids.
For one of your kids, you could put in the box.
Can I put one of my kids in the box?
Yes, you could
do that. I would love to do that.
For 2015, you could say your goal could be that mistakes can't be eliminated. They can't be minimized, limited. They must be eliminated.
You know what? You're going to try and – here's the thing. Watch, Chandler. He's going to try and say this at some point.
Hold on. I got it.
Okay, and he's going to completely screw it up. You ever seen Tommy Boy? There's another one there, okay? You can stick your head up a bull's butt, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mistakes can't be limited. They must be eliminated.
Right. I took you five times.
In postseason.
And sharpen your axe.
That could be life, though. That could be Confucius Chandler Jones.
Mistakes can't be just limited. They have to be completely gone, which is eliminated.
Deep thoughts with Chandler Jones.
I don't know. Again, as a football fan, how big a fan are you? Do you watch the NFL a lot during the year?
When I can. I try to watch my brother a lot for most part when I'm not playing. But when I'm not studying or getting ready for the week, if we have a bye or something, I might watch a few games. But, you know, I'm not like a hardcore fantasy guy, fantasy league type of deal guy. Yeah, I don't do all that.
But as far as, like, the storylines this weekend, you know, Detroit now has to go into Dallas.
See, I don't pay attention to that stuff. I mean, whoever comes out there, we got to play. So there's nothing I can do to change it.
How about former college teammates or guys you've made friendships with in the NFL that, you know, you'll be watching this weekend as friends maybe on some other teams?
I mean, I really don't have a lot of college friends.
I have no friends.
not I mean, in the NFL, I have a few currently. But, I mean, I might flip through a few games for sure, but not really focusing on the win and loss division and all that type of stuff.
Are you guys, we talk about this a lot, and you'll hear it all week on sports radio this week, the flip the switch thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, the benefit of having the bye week is you get more time to rest. But the flip side is that when January 10th, you know you're going to play at 4:35 now, you know it's going to be the Ravens, the Colts, or the Bengals, and there's going to have to be, for the start of that game, a flip the switch type of thing for a lot of different reasons. One, you know, as a group, as your first unit, you haven't played... You know, you haven't been playing every single week coming into it like you do during the regular season. So what does that flip the switch thing mean to you? Is that a real thing?
I feel like it's a saying, but, you know, some people could go by it. Going back to, you know, our starters not playing together and things of that nature, I feel like our coaches would do, you know, a good job, and I really believe that our coaches would do a good job of, you know, getting us ready and prepared to take on, you know, the team that we're prepared, getting ready to play. And that's one thing that, you know, I do admire about our coaching staff. You know, Coach Belichick and Coach Matt Patricia, they put us in great situations, and they give us the great amount of information in order for us to, you know, help us be successful on Sunday.
Do you guys ever give Matt Patricia any flag for his beard? I mean, is he ever going to cut that beard?
No.
I mean, can you tell him to trim it up a little bit?
I like the beard. We like
you
the
do?
Beard.
The Grizzly Adams, sure. Like hardcore, like the beard going into your mouth like when you eat.
At one point, I was trying to grow mine like his, but it didn't work. So the hair's just growing.
Matt Patricia, underrated as a defense coordinator. That's my opinion. I don't think he gets enough credit. I think people look at Matt Patricia and they think, okay, listen, he's under Bill. Mm-hmm. It's really Bill calling all the plays. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true. You know, I mean, could you shed some light on that? I mean, just as far as how important he has been to this team based on his contributions? Yes.
I really enjoy being one of Coach Matt Patricia's players. You know, he does a good job. Like I said before, previously, he does a good job of giving us information to try to help us be successful on Sundays. And, you know, he took me under his wing right when I got in here. You know, he's a Syracuse guy. I'm a Syracuse guy. We have that connection. And I love him. I love him to death. He's a great coach. He's a great coach.
How much time do you spend with your position coaches? As a team, how many, you know, all you guys, the linebackers, the D linemen, the front seven, the defensive backs, is there more time now on this bye week? Do you get some individual time, or is it always the same?
We'll see. Actually, that's a good question, but we'll see how, you know, what coach has laid out for us. But we spent a decent amount of time, but we'll see what the schedule is like this week.
I mean, we could go on all day with Chandler.
I don't know. I mean, usually somebody's walking in the room telling him to get off the mic and come out of here.
I know. I
get nervous. I got my back.
I got one. All right, let's go here. Have you seen any movies this holiday season?
I have not.
Do you want to see The Interview, the one about Kim Jong-un? Bull, the one that got so much controversy. Is that his name?
I don't know.
See, this is all foreign to me.
He hasn't seen Zoolander.
He hasn't seen Arthur.
Have you seen Tommy Boy?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen Tommy
come
Boy.
Come on.
That.
It's on TNT and TBS like on a continuous loop.
Yeah,
like,
I watch a lot of sports movies.
Is there a movie that if a
What's
movie
the last
came
sports
on,
movie you watched?
My favorite sports movie.
Yeah,
I would say Friday Night Lights. I like that one.
Great movie. I almost cried.
Any Given Sunday. It's really funny, but it's also
not even close to being true.
Well, I know, but Willie Beeman's like the best.
Do you watch any 30 for 30s? ESPN 30 for 30s?
I've seen a few.
If there's a movie, like on your days off, when Casino comes on or Goodfellas comes on, I've seen it 100 times. Mm-hmm. Shawshank Redemption is another one. It comes on, I can recite the words in the script. Is there a movie like that for you where if it comes on, you watch it?
Or is that too obtuse for him?
Well, I mean,
obtuse
maybe.
From Shawshank, you missed that?
I'm good, but it is.
I like the movie 7 Pounds with Will Smith. I like that movie.
7 Pounds?
When he gives away all of his body parts to certain different people.
I have not seen that. Seven Pounds.
Will Smith has done some great
movies. That's a movie.
Yeah. Is
this back when he was the Fresh Prince?
This is kind of modern Will Smith. He gives away his eyes to a blind person, and he gives away his kidneys.
What is he, like a mystical like healer or something like that? Or is he physically, he takes the eyeballs out and they use them?
Yeah, in the movie. That's what they do.
Seven Pounds.
He even gives his heart away. To his loved one, to the girl that needs a heart, she's dying because of her heart condition. He gives his heart away.
That is the most random movie I've ever heard of.
Yeah, this is the same guy who played Hancock. Remember Hancock?
Yeah, that guy.
Was pretty good.
He's a superhero in that one. I get that premise. That was kind of cool. But
it was on the same.
This is the young Jedi in Chandler Jones. The whole mystic powers that he likes. He's not going to watch Tommy Boy. He's too intelligent for that. He wouldn't get Zoolander.
I've never seen Tommy Boy.
You gotta see Tommy Boy.
When I hear Tommy Boy, I think of 12. Tom Brady.
Oh, that works too. I mean,
you know that's what his sisters call him.
Tom. Oh, really?
None of them call him Tom. Oh. They all call him Tommy. You know he's got 3 older sisters.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He's the youngest of 4, and he's got 3 older sisters. Didn't that give you some insight into how in touch he is with his feminine side?
Well, Tom's a great quarterback, and I enjoy being his teammate. He's a great quarterback. Tom Brady.
Chandler, thanks for hanging with us on a Patriots Monday. As always, good insight. 7 Pounds. That's what we got out of that.
That's right.
I'm going to look that up.
Again, what's one question? Mm-hmm. I'll leave you on this. What's one question we need to ask your brother when he calls us up at 1:30? It's fight week for him. So what's one question we need to ask? Well, you can just ask it. We'll play it.
Yeah. Talk to him directly.
Well, I just got off the phone with him yesterday. So what question can I ask him? Tell him not to bring his cats to the fight.
But he does not. Does he walk in the ring with holding his cats up?
No, but some people
have a posse. He's holding these two
like
kittens.
Rocky when he wore the robe and he was embarrassed. He's got a cat robe.
Well, he just posted a video on Instagram that he was at MGM Grand and at the hotel, but the cats were in the video. I'm like, did you bring the cats to the fight? And I think he brought them to the fight. So
why he's
downstairs in the arena?
He's got kittens.
Why he's downstairs in the arena fighting? I hope not. So make sure you give him a lot of crap about his cats.
All right.
Thanks for stopping by, Chandler. Have a great week, and good luck in 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Chandler Jones of the Patriots.